We are learning with Sechas Bava Kama, Daf Pei Aleph, Amad Aleph. We are beginning on the bottom of Daf Pei, Amad Beis, the last line. Tan Rabbanon, Asoro Tnoyim Hisla Yeshua, when Yeshua and Klal Yisrael capture Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua, together with the Shvatim, made 10 Tnoyim, they all agreed to this, in order to enhance the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So there are 10 different Tnoyim. Number one, Sheyu Marim Becharshim, that the any behemoths are allowed to pasture in the Charshim of the forest. And the forest, the owners of the forest, should not be makbid on other animals coming and eating the grass in these forests. That's number one. Number two is, the Gemara explain every single one. First, I'm going to mention all 10, which actually would be 11, and the Gemara will then afterwards explain them. Mulaktim eitzim b'sodaseihim, and you could collect wood in the fields. You could collect these pieces of wood in the fields, and it can't be makbid. The owner should not be makbid. You could collect grass in any place. Chutz mitilton, besides for a field that grows fenugreek, because there the grass is good for the fenugreek, for that type of spice. You could crack off a branch of any tree in order to replant it or to graft another tree. And the Baal Ilon cannot be makbid on that. But besides, chutz megrafias shel zayis. Grafias shel zayis is when they cut down a zayis, when they cut down an olive tree, the olive tree regenerates itself. So you're supposed to leave a certain amount of tree there, two fistfuls of tree, that's loshon agrafim, malishnei agrafim, and you should not break off any branches off that little thing, because they needed the olive, the owners of the olive tree had needed to grow back. Umayna yoytze betchilo, b'ne'ir mistaf gemenu, and a spring of water that started in this guy's property, the whole city could use that spring water. And it's possible if it's did from before, for sure. But even if it just started now, he found it. And his property is still, the whole city could be mistopic from this water. All these things just make it easier to live there. You can have grass wherever you want. You'll have branches, you'll have water. U'mechakim b'yama shel Tverya. And anyone who wants, even from different shvatim, could come to Yam Shel Tverya and fish over there. You get fish there. Mechakim is like a hook. Use like a hook or a little. It's not a net. It's not a net. It's a hook that you use to trap the fish. That's mutter of Yam Shel Tverya. Or vash leifres kela for Yam Esvina. But you shouldn't spread out nets. Like put two sticks in the ground, and put a net across it, because that will stop the Svina. So you can't do that. V'nifnin la'chayri ha'geder, v'afilu v'sodim le'i karkam. And you'll have to go to the bathroom behind the fence of someone's property, even though that field is full of karkam, and the halacha is, the Gemara's of Voyama Beis, you'll have to use a rock from the fence to wipe yourself. And even though the fence now won't be good anymore, and karkam or saffron field is very expensive, you need your fence, you're still allowed to do that. It's one pshat, another pshat is the smell might ruin the saffron. In any case, it's mutter, part of the Tanayim word, that's mutter. And in people's property, after the planting season, after the harvesting, when it's empty, you're allowed to walk through those fields as a shortcut until the second rain after the planting, and then it's no good anymore to walk on. The property might ruin the seeds. That you're allowed to walk on the side of the street when in the street there are these bumps and holes. Like Rashi explains, in the winter there's a lot of mud and people step and behemoths step in it. Then in the summer it gets hard and becomes these like the ditches and little bumps. And sometimes it's so severe you can't walk there. So luckily you're allowed to walk on the side of the street, even if you walk on someone's property, that's mutter to do. Someone got lost and he lands up in a vineyard, and the only way to get out is he has to pull down some vines to get out. Mafsigver, he's allowed to pull down some of those vines and get out. It could be he has to pay for it, but he's allowed to be matzos atzmoy b'moyna shechaver. As long as he pays for it, it's mutter to do. Umeis mitzvah koina mekoima. Another halacha is that meis mitzvah, if he dies, he's koina his place to be buried there. So we learned over here 10 Tanoim, and if you count it up, it's really 11. What are the 11? First of all, you let it go pasture in the forest. That's number one. Number two is you're allowed to collect etzim. Number three is you're allowed to collect grass. Number four is you're allowed to take off branches. Number five is a spring that goes out b'tchila b'nei yirim stafkimenu. Number six is they allowed to fish in the Yam HaShatarya. Number seven is that you could go to the bathroom behind the fence. Number eight is you're allowed to walk in the Shvila HaRashus. Number nine is you're allowed to go on the side of the road. Number 10 is that if you get lost with Ben Akramim, Mafsik V'Olam Mafsik Yerit. And number 11 is Meis Mitzvah Kohen V'Kaimot. I says Asara tonight. The Gemara will ask the Kasha because it looks like there's 11 here. But now the Gemara will go through every one of his time until we reach the end, and then we'll have the Kasha about 10 or 11. Zog to Gemara. Shiyu Marim B'Charshim. Omra Papa. Lo Yomara on this heter that you're allowed to take your behemoths to the forest to eat there. Lo daka bagasa. A behemoth daka, which is like goats and sheep, they are allowed to be, they're allowed to eat in a big forest. Gasa means a big forest. Ava daka bagasa, but small animals in a small forest. Vagasa bagasa, big animals in a big forest. Loy, because they might eat too much. Vecholshken gasa bagasa the loy. And of course, you can't have a gasa bagasa, that is also to do because you'll eat too much there, and that was not part of the Tanai. It belongs to that belong the forest. The owner of the forest has a right to reject you from coming there. Only when it's daka, begasa, which is not much of a loss, is it mutter. The next halach, malaktim eitzim esodesehim, loyal maron el behizmi behigi. This whole heter, I'm allowed to collect branches, you know, presumably you're collecting these branches for firewood and that type of stuff. It's only thorns. Av b'shar eitzim, but other type of branches that have more value, law, you cannot go to someone's property and collect it. And even by thorns, only if it's still attached to the ground. But it's very detached, law, because there, the owner already probably detached it in order to use it for himself, for firewood. And now you're coming, taking away his pile. That you can't do. Only if it's mechabarim, you'll have to take thorns. Only if it's still moist, of a yavashim, it's very dried out, loy, because then ready he is das on it for firewood and you can't take it. The owner already has das in those. Well, vaj loy yisharos. Another halacha is that all these cases you should not pull out the roots, even when you take out the hizmi v'higi that are attached to the ground. You should not pull out the roots. Something more vaiter. Malaktim asavim chol mokum chutz v'stei tilson. You can collect grass in every place besides for a field that has fenugreek in it. Lememra, the Tosav Allah Asavim, why can't you take out the grass? Because the grass is good for the fenugreek. But I'll show you, it's not like that. Rami, we learned in Halacha in Kalayim, in the Mishnah in Kalayim, Tilton Shah also Mina Asavim. You have fenugreek that's growing together with other grass. It's a Shiloh of Kalayim. Eim Mechayim Mais and Lakar. Bezdin does not have to get involved to make you pull it out. Why? Because you're going to pull it out yourself. It's not good for the tilton to have grass, and therefore you will pull it out yourself, and not have to worry about climb. So what do you see? You see grass is no good for tilton. So what's the problem taking grass? We say you shouldn't take grass, but the tilton needs it. Doesn't need it. It's not good for the tilton. Depends. Sometimes you plant this fenugreek in order to replant it other places, you need the seeds. Sometimes you need the zirim, you need the stalks to eat. You need the stalks, and that's when it grows bigger. So the Gemara explains, Lizera koshla asavim demachshila. If it's a zera, so the grass is no good because it makes it weaker. Lizirim malila. Dechikayim beini asavim rikava. When it's a zirim, you need it to grow bigger. So when you have the grass, it uses the grass to hold it up. Like it's mirkva means also leaning on it. It leans on the grass in order to grow better. So if it's zirim, it's better. So here, if you're walking down the street and you see a field that was planted as zirim, then you're not allowed to take off the grass because they need the grass. Mashainke, when zera, then taka will be mutter because that will be like kalayim. Are you going to ask me, by zirim, why is it mutter? Chari to be a problem with kalayim. Good, it's good for it, but what about the kalayim problems? The Tosis in the bottom asks the kasha. Tosis is the bottom, kan lazirim, ahi, the chutz, misal the tilt on lazirim, the ma'alot on lazirim. I'm talking about Frank Tosis, given the case of kalayim, I also lock it. But me perikam with the word cotton, shetik du shi mifkarim ka asol, shish vikalayim, it's mafkirim, it's mum, it's hefker. Yeshlem with the hocha with leka shi ura. There wasn't a shear, that's a problem of kalayim, ayin sham, So again, klayim. But in any case, here is no klayim. The boy is same. Another teretz. The stira, the two things. Kan la adam, kan la behema. The kibun la behema who the zara savnai bayle. Really, grass maybe is no good for the grass is no good for the tildan. But if you planted it for a behema, so then the grass is fine because the behema will eat the grass as well. And we don't care the quality of the fenugreek. How do you know if it's for behemoth or for Adam? It's mashed in the Gemara, the Bishloma for Zirim or Zera, that you could tell by looking at the field. But for behemoth or Adam, how do you know? Amra Papa, it depends. Share Mishare, if it's a nice rose, Laudam, then it's probably being planted for people. Loi Share Mishare behemoth. If it's not, there's not rose, it's just mixed up together, then there's no rose of fenugreek. The fenugreek is all over the place. Then we know it's probably for a behema, and that's so you know not to take the grass because there it's for a behema. For a behema, the grass is good. So the more vayta, that you're allowed to break off a branch of a tree in any place besides for an olive tree that was cut down and left over a certain amount, you should not take from that thing from that stump that's left over. Pirush of tanchum v'rabirius mishmzokin echad. That bezayis kibetza. Now we're talking about a regular zayis, not a zayis that was cut down. We're talking about now, what about regular trees? How much could, what type of branches could you cut down? On all regular trees. So bezayis, when the zayis is in full force, it's not cut down. So the halacha is, you could cut off a branch till the bottom of that tree, till kibaya. Until there's a baya left, you're allowed to cut down. Like Rashi says, kashir goyva beitza sarach le'niach min hazayis samach le'gaza. Close to the trunk, you have to leave over, you have to break off that branch, leave over a shear of an egg of the branch, that way it'll grow back, and that's more to take off a branch like that. Someone else's tree, of course, someone else's, yeah. Someone else's tree, you have to take a branch off. If it's a stump of an olive tree, you can't take off any branches, because you need that. But here to a regular olive tree, you have to take off a branch and leave over near the stump a kibetza. Bekonim of a kfanim, by konim and kfanim, by reeds and kfanim, and by vines, mina pekak v'lamayla. If you break off a branch, you get from the pekak, there's a little knot in the tree, so from that and up, you can take it off. B'shakar, along with all the trees, min ivoy shel ilan, v'lay v'chudah shel ilan. From the ivoy shel ilan, not the chudah, what does ivoy mean? So Rashi learns, in the first part at least, it means the thin branches. The thin branches, you can break those off, but not the thick branches that look like mamash like a tree that you can't take off. That's one pshat. Another pshat is mechuvay means from what's hiding, which means every tree has like branches inside it that are hiding. The smaller branches also, but a lot of them are hiding inside the tree. So those are the ones you can take from, and not from the chudash you learn, not from ones from the outside. And even those branches they let it take. It has to be mechadosh enoise peris, from the new branches that don't make peris. V'loy min yoshon shuoise peris. Not from the older branches that produce peris. Also, v'mokim shuoise cham, only from parts of the tree that don't see the sun. V'loy am tapu peyal v'mbeis, loy mokim shuoise cham, not from the places that see the sun, because the sun sweetens the peris, and you don't want to take those branches. Shnemar, umi meged tivu ha-shamash. It says, in the pasuk, by the bracha of Yosef, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Gebrach is a mega tefuah shemesh, from the sweets that come from the shemesh, the sweet tefuahs that come from the shemesh. You see that the shemesh sweetens the tefuah. You should not take from that part of the tree."